Thank you. So good morning, everybody. My name is Nicolas Giavahirelli, and I'm going to present you the technical aspect of the integration of the optical replica synthesizer for the diagnostic of ultrasound punches into flash at DESI. So this work is a collaboration between several people. For example, you have from Stockholm University, Peter van der Mullen and Professor Mats Larsson, and also from Sweden, Professor Volker Zimmern from Uppsala. And we're collaborating with DESI with people like Axel Winder, Holger Schlapp, and Professor Bernhard Schmidt, and of course also with people with, like Mr. Saldin, Schneidmiller, and Yukov, who had published the idea of this ORS. So,
doesn't work.
Okay, thank you. So, the idea is based on this paper published by Mr. Saldin, Schneidmiller, and Yukov, and this paper presents a new technique to characterize an ultrashort bunch in the FEL environment. So the idea, in fact, is to find to do an optical copy, an optical replica of the electron bunch in a way to get some information concerning the longitudinal bunch profile, information like slice emittance and slice energy spread by the original electron beam. So let's see what is the principle of this optical replica synthesizer. So the laser beam and the electron beam are propagating from the right to the left. And you see that the idea, in fact, is to make a superposition of the laser beam and the electron beam in the first modulator undulator. And this interaction between the laser beam and the electron beam will, in fact, the laser beam interacts with the oscillating transversely electron, and this provokes an energy modulation in the first modulator. The following dispersive sections will transform this modulation energy into a density modulation, and in the second undulator, which is a radiator, you will have the micro bunches will create, that will radiate coherently and will create kind of new pulses which can be easily analyzed after using some non-linear optical techniques like FOG, for example. And the grenouille in these pictures is just a commercial name of a FOG system, commercially available at the moment. So you see also that this ORS is located in the VUV undulator chain and a far infrared undulator. So of course this project is a multidisciplinary project, which is a collaboration between people specialized in accelerator physics and some people specialized in ultrafast laser and laser technology. So one word concerning the installation period will take place between April and June 2007, and after we will have an operation period between June 2007 and summer 2008, which means that everything concerning the laser should be done in April 2007, which is tomorrow, in fact. So let's take a look to the femtosecond laser we will use for this experiment. We will use a CPA 2001 model from Clarks, which is available at Stockholm University. So this is a classic Titan Sapphire femtosecond laser emitting at 800 nanometer and pumped by a YAG laser at 532 nanometer. The pulse duration is 150 femtosecond, and you see the picture of the laser on your right. And this laser has been designed to have two levels. On the top levels, you can find the pump laser, the amplification system, and the pulse compressor. And at the bottom level, you can find the fiber oscillator, the diode laser, and the pulse stretcher. So the idea, in fact, is because the fiber oscillator you can find on the bottom level cannot be synchronized with the RF system, we have decided to build our own fiber laser oscillator and then to adapt this fiber laser with the CPA system. So there's also more practical reason, which is that the bottom level is not really accessible for if you want to work properly with the system. So in this figure, we have decided collaborating with people from DESI to build our own mode locked erbium doped fiber laser, which is based on the work done by Axel Winter and which has been published in this reference you have here. So very quickly, the principle is you can recognize between those two coupler the laser cavity and the polarizing beam splitter here. The key elements is, of course, the erbium doped fiber here. The pump diode is at 980 nanometer, and as Mr. Kim said this morning, we will use some optical communication elements. We are very trustable and quite cheap, available commercially. So the idea, in fact, is to compensate the polarization using some wave plates you have here. So I don't want to go more in detail because this work has been nicely done by Axel Winter and is available in this journal and publications. But I want to focus more on the result obtained this summer. And you see that on this spectrum, you have on the y-axis the intensity in decibels and x-axis the wavelengths. And concerning some parameters obtained for this laser, you can see that in output power we have 35 milliwatts. The wavelength is, of course, because it is an erbium fiber, around 1550 nanometer. The pulse duration before the compression is 530 femtoseconds, and the pulse energy a little bit less than 1 nanojoule. So you can see on the graph that the mode lock obtained is centered around this 1550 nanometer. So 2 points is that after we have done this work, we will have to adapt the associator to the CPA system, but we will conserve originally the amplification system and the stretcher from the CPA. The second point is that because we are at 1550 nanometer, that means that we will have to double the frequency, of course, before the injection to the real system, because we are interested in 800 nanometer, of course. So, two pictures concerning this oscillator in a way that you can have a concrete view of what is it. So, you can recognize here the two copper and the laser cavity here with this four wave plates, the polarizing beam splitter, the output power, and the output coupler here. Here is the stretcher, isolator, and WDM, and this is in green indeed the erbium fiber, and the diode laser is here. So this is very convenient because if you want, for example, to add some additional system, you just have to plug here the output, the entrance of the system you want to use with this output here of this oscillator. So, for example, you can connect the entrance of an autocorrelation system, for example. So a work plan has a conclusion. I would like to give you a word concerning the magnets. The magnets have already been ordered to a Swedish company called Scanditronics, and it will be delivered in the spring 2007 at DESI. Concerning the laser, so we have seen that the oscillator has already been built, but still there's some additional work to do before the adaptation to the CPA system. And for example, we will have to do the second harmonic generation of this pulse and the analysis of the pulse before going into the amplification, the stretcher, etc. And also there's two important key points for this experiment. The first is, of course, the beam transport seed laser, which is the injection of this femtosecond pulse into the system in a way that we can overlap nicely the beam with the pulse with the electron beam. And in fact, this is the injection. So the challenge is to not to lose the properties of the pulse when we're going to do the real injection, because it will be probably will appear some special chirp or tilt in the pulses. The second point, key point, is of course the symmetrical problem, which is in fact the ejection of this pulse, because the challenge in fact is to get information without disturbing the electron beam inside the tunnel. And of course we will use some diagnostic tools like frequency resolve optical gating, like the FROG and the Grenouille, as I mentioned before. And indeed this work has to be done interfacing with people from DESI. Thank you for your attention.